This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Bitcoin, Divvy, fiat currencies like the dollar, in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. As we continue, it's Ian here with you.
And Chris.
And nobody.
We were just talking about this kind of frightening situation for anybody that's interested in getting into a relationship these days. And not only that, but if you were interested in, like, becoming a scoutmaster or, you know, some sort of position that would help young people grow and learn and things like that, with these crazy allegations coming out, in some cases decades after the fact, destroying organizations like the Boy Scouts of America. They're now filing for bankruptcy and are basically saying, yep, we'll just pay out any old claims. Just come on, make a claim against us. We'll pay you.
The problem, though, is the juries are going to find you guilty whether or not there's any evidence.
That's a huge problem.
So it kind of makes sense to pay out. Yeah, right? I mean, it kind of makes sense to negotiate, you know, something, even if it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yep, here's 10 grand or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, when you have rulings that are $18 million, I mean, come on.
So, just we were commenting on that in the last segment, but we also, for whatever reason, brought in the question of sex robots. Well, I guess the idea was because people are going to be so afraid to get into relationships with people because of, you know, false rape allegations or whatever, that they may just move into inanimate and then eventually animate objects like a sex robot. Now, it's 2020. We're not yet to the point where a sex robot really exists. But as you pointed out, Chris, there are sex dolls, and apparently it's a growing industry.
Yes.
We have reported on certain sex doll brothels, for lack of a better term, opening up.
Oh, yeah.
That in certain major cities.
I wasn't even thinking of that, but yeah.
Which is weird and, like, I mean, it's I don't get it personally, and I certainly don't get the idea of why you would want to go and share one.
A sex doll as opposed to an actual prostitute?
I have no idea.
Would it be some sort of like a disease sort of issue, or?
Well, I guess that would be one thing the sex doll could solve. But then again, if they don't clean the thing real well, then I don't know if it would solve that.
Yeah.
You know, going on here. So the BBC is reporting on sex dolls, and rather sex robots, saying that they may cause psychological damage. They say the technology. U.S. researchers have warned the availability of sex robots with artificial intelligence poses a growing psychological and moral threat to individuals and society. They say the technology is escaping oversight because agencies are too embarrassed to investigate it. Scientists want action to prevent unregulated use of such robots.
I mean, seriously.
Wow.
You want to see into somebody's bedroom, like, what they're having sex with? I mean, come on.
Up till now, jerking off has been pretty much the only unregulated activity in life. So, you know,
The government, they're going
to
get into anything.
Screw yourself.
Well, even that they'll regulate if you're, like, in prison or something like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Dr. Christine Hendren of Duke University told BBC News that the, quote, stakes were high. She said some robots are programmed to protest to create a rape scenario. Some are designed, but that's what they want.
That's a good thing. I hate to break it to people, but you don't want somebody who is into that sort of violent sexual fantasy to be doing it on, like, a real person. You want them to be doing it on a inanimate object that right. is like giving them the same experience, or even if it's a reduced experience.
Some
it's still
humans
better than,
do this.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
From my understanding, this mm-hmm. is a fantasy of some human
right.
beings.
So there's
oh yeah, it's called primal prey and mm-hmm. Primal predator.
It's a fetish.
Yeah, yeah. They but there are several forums on FetLife where that's their thing.
Right, yeah, and they've got consensual rape, effectively.
Yeah. They've got a safe word yeah. or whatever, yeah. but yeah, they've got this. Some are designed to look like children, the doctor said. One developer of these in Japan is a self-confessed pedophile who says this device is a prophylactic against him ever hurting a real child. She says, but does that normalize and give people a chance to practice these behaviors that should be treated by just stamping them out? Dr. Hendren was speaking at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. A number of sex robots are advertised online. A U.S.-based firm, Real Robotics, has posted a video marketing its Harmony robot for between $8,000 and $10,000. It is a life-size doll which can blink and move its eyes and neck and also its lips as it talks. Speaking with a Scottish accent, the mannequin says, quote, if you play your cards right, you will have some pleasure and fun coming your way.
This is, you know,
wow.
Do these people really think that they're going to be able to regulate somebody's like sex drive, like to disappear or something like that? I mean, it just seems like the most unrealistic, attitude towards.
Yes, it seems crazy. Like if this is what somebody wants, let them have it. Who cares?
I mean, especially when it's a deviation from what they would otherwise possibly do,
commit rape,
right? Like if they're actually willing to step across, if they're willing to step yeah. across the line, you'd rather have them step across the line where nobody's actually getting hurt,
right? Or worse, become worse depending on how you look at it. Become an incel and then go out and commit mass murder. Like yeah. we've seen this happen
yep.
as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Where these what they call involuntarily celibate people are so angry at the status of women in the world that they one of them in Toronto rented a van and barreled down a sidewalk and killed 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
As a result of that.
You know, this is actually a good, this, you know what the example I bring up frequently on this topic is when you criminalize porn and they've done it or legalize then criminalize, the studies have all shown that rapes fall when it's legal, when porn is legal. I'm
right.
talking about. So like, why would this be any different? And yet they actually have the nerve, these people, to bring up and suggest that this is somehow going to increase, you know, the danger to society when the evidence, it contradicts everything that they're saying here.
Well, it gets worse. Kathleen Richardson, who is a professor of ethics and culture of robots and AI at the De Montfort University in Leicester, wants this kind of marketing outlawed. She says, quote, these companies are saying, you don't have a friendship? You don't have a life partner? Don't worry, we can create a robot girlfriend for you, unquote. She said further, the relationship with a girlfriend is based on intimacy, attachment, and reciprocity. These are things that can't be replicated by machines.
She's jumping to that conclusion. That's mm-hmm. not necessarily the case.
Today, it's true. But in 20 years? Maybe
well,
it won't be true.
Okay, hold on. Sometimes people, that's all they're after is sex. It's not mm-hmm. about the relationship, right?
Sure.
So it really depends on an individual, and just because somebody wants just the sex now does not mean that they don't necessarily want a relationship later. They're like, you don't have to have one or the other. You can mm-hmm. have both.
Professor Richardson advises a pressure group that's been set up to monitor the emergence of these products. The Campaign Against Sex Robots, which is apparently a thing, their website campaignagainstsexrobots.org, I bet that's a fun site,
yeah.
Is working with policy experts to draw up legislation aimed at banning claims that companion robots can be a substitute for human relationships. She told the BBC News, quote, are we going to move into a future where we keep normalizing the idea of women as sex objects? These aren't women! They're robots! A person would go and acquire one of these things because they don't want to be with a woman. Now, for whatever their reasons, they don't want to be with a woman, right? Maybe they're afraid that the woman's going to claim rape. Maybe they're just anti-woman, or whatever their reasons are. They don't want to have a conversation after their sex, or they don't want to snuggle, or whatever their reasons are. That's why they're going to buy a sex robot or a sex doll or whatever you want to call them. Quote, if someone has a problem with a relationship in their actual lives, you deal with that with other people, not by normalizing the idea that you can have a robot in your life and it can be as good as a person, she says. You know what this sounds like? This sounds like a woman who's afraid of a little competition.
It does, doesn't it?
Right? Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us here, especially if you're somebody, and you probably don't want to admit it, but if you've actually got a sex doll, we'd love to hear from you.
Who would date a feminist if they could get a robot?
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I think that's where this is coming from. Nobody, more coming up.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Lots of features there. Archives that go all the way back to more than a decade ago. Coming up on like 15 years worth of archives almost. Over at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
And last time I checked, no one here is a robot at this point. Robots are not that good at speaking. They're not that good. The AI out there is not particularly intelligent. We've got a ways to go.
Well, having programmed AI, I can tell you, getting to artificial stupidity is hard.
Yeah, so we got a ways to go on that, but a lot of people are working very hard, and there's a lot of money that's going behind that. You, of course, are welcome to join us here. Oh, by the way, I want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com. It's a great site to go. If you're new to the world of cryptocurrency, you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can do that over at Bitcoin.com. They've also got a great news site that will keep you informed on what's happening in the world of Bitcoin at news.bitcoin.com, and you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with a global trading platform that respects your privacy at local.bitcoin.com. So get started at bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we've been talking about so-called sex robots, and I hesitate to use those terms for these things generally, but apparently there is a company out there that is... So you've got sex dolls, which have been around for a long time, but now they have more expensive sex dolls that are supposedly more realistic. But they're adding in robotics now, apparently, to these things. You can pay around $10,000 and get a sex doll that can, what does it say here? It can sort of move around a little bit, I guess. Not a whole lot, but it can lay there and move and talk. It says, I imagine, pre-programmed things. Oh, it can blink, move its eyes and neck, and its lips as it talks. So this has led, this trend towards people becoming interested in these sex dolls and sex robots is disturbing to a lot of people who want to actually use legislation to try to put a stop to it. There is a busybody group out there called CampaignAgainstSexRobots.org, and they describe themselves as a coalition of humanists, parents, women's groups, survivors, academics, and activists campaigning against commercial objectification of human beings who are concerned with the normalization of sex robots. And they have a petition where they want the government to get involved, and they want the government to conduct public consultations and develop legislation that would somehow put a stop to the promotion of sex robots.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a bunch of really ugly women who just can't get, you know, can't get and hold a guy, and so and they want to own the guy.
They don't want competition. Yeah. And I think it's the same group of women who's against legalization of prostitution, because there's
really
a group, there's a group of women out there who, like you said, they're probably not that good looking.
Yep.
That don't like the idea that there would be women professionally offering sexual services in order to create a level of competition that heretofore has been illegal. Now, obviously, some people are willing to break the law to use a prostitute services, but if it were legal, probably more people would avail themselves of those services, and therefore they would less be interested in these harridans that want to lock them into an undesirable agreement or relationship.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the case. The wives union also, you know, I mean, marriage isn't necessarily that good a deal for guys anymore, because, you know, if and when you separate, you're going to get screwed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, she's going to get the lion's share of the property, you know. Even if she did nothing but sit around the house, you had a maid to clean the place. Yep. She didn't do anything. She gets a huge hunk what you were earning working 100 hours a week.
I know people who were in the exact situation where the woman just literally did nothing. And job.
She's expected to continue to be able to do nothing. That's the excuse. I didn't have to do anything.
Well, that's the lifestyle
married.
To which she's become accustomed.
Right. And then they give give the money after the breakup, and it's like,
and
really?
A kid usually too.
And this is I've even seen the woman steal tens of thousands of dollars and still be given money.
Wow.
Sure.
After the divorce proceedings.
Sure. So no wonder they're upset about the idea that there could be not only prostitution legalized, but a flood of inanimate robotic, you know, dolls and robots, and eventually animate ones, eventually ones that will be very persuasive, by the way. Mm. Like, right now, it's like, why would anybody be interested in this? But obviously some people are. But what happens when the robots cross the line of, passing the Turing test, making it so you can't discern the difference easily between a female robot and a real live human being? I mean, you know, we see it in the movies. It's not unbelievable that it could become reality.
I mean, we've already seen it in some respects with deepfakes.
But one you can interact
with. Yeah, you can't be in the same room with a deepfake.
Tis true.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Bobby. He's on the line on our Discord server, calling from Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Can't quite be in the room, but I do use my Google Cardboard on a good Iggy Azalea, or, you know, maybe even Taylor Swift and like Jack Black, Taylor Swift and Jack Black, a deepfake, very, very Google Play friendly. Also, I'd like to say I can't dance around it, but I have had a robot before. It wasn't
you've had a robot.
Hold on,
Bobby. I know that, you know, we're on the radio here, and I appreciate you being, you know, cautious with how you say things. So obviously, we can't be prurient, and, you know, it's important to be, you know, clean. But when you say you've had a robot, you mean a doll, right? Because there really aren't robots out there, sex robots.
No,
meaningful.
I posted it in the Discord. I can't say what the name of the machine is, but if they took this machine and put it in a doll, I think it would be fantastic. It's a robotic machine, and it helps you out. And it does.
Okay, so this wasn't
amazing.
A humanoid. This wasn't a humanoid that you were involved with. This was a device for sexual pleasure, and that's all it was.
Correct. Okay. And you plugged it in, and it.
Yeah. Well, we don't need to know what else it did after you plug it in. We can imagine what it does after you plug it in, and then you plug into it. I suspect would be what goes on there. But so you're saying that you are in favor of the idea of a sex robot, Bobby. So presuming that, you know, you like this technology that already exists, I imagine you would like a further development, refinement of this technology. How much could you see yourself spending if, a better version of this thing, or a more human, humanoid kind of robot version of this thing existed? You know, what would you be willing to lay down for, acquiring that? Did we lose him? I think his internet connection went bad. Well, I presume it would be quite a bit of money, because think about the kind of money that, you know, men will spend just whining and dining.
Yeah, it's going to be way cheaper, I would think, over the course of a long period of time if it was adequate.
Right, you go out to a bunch of dinners with a woman or whatever, right?
Yeah,
buying her things for her birthday.
I mean, what's insurance alone, like health insurance, $10,000 a year? I mean, seriously.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. They can't accidentally get pregnant. 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. And if you want to program it to act crazy like Johnny Depp's wife, then, I mean, you could probably have a robot that's crazy, too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556, or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Cases of a new virus grew in South Korea. Two people have died and 204 have been infected with the virus in the last 2 days. New cases in South Korea and Iran, where there have been 4 deaths, do not show a clear connection to any travel to China. An emerging cluster of illnesses in northern Italy had someone return from China on January 21st without experiencing any symptoms of the new virus. The World Health Organization warns that clusters not directly linked to travel suggest that time may be running out to contain the outbreak. Greyhound, the nation's largest bus company, said it will stop allowing Border Patrol agents without a warrant to board its buses to conduct any routine immigration checks. Greyhound has faced pressure from the American Civil Liberties Union, immigrant rights activists, and Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson to stop allowing sweeps on buses within 100 miles of an international border. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms where you can join us and sound pretty great, as long as you have a semi-decent internet connection. At discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or maybe not? Tom Young and is the author and founder of the CFO Project. He can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, the CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. You can get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. You can get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, the CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. We're going to continue here if we get the chance. Oregon secession movement. There's a good portion of some of the folks in eastern Oregon. They want out, and they are ready to join Idaho. Actually, apparently some folks in Northern California want to join Idaho as well, so we'll tell you about it. But first we go to Pope James, calling from the Vatican. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, you're on the air.
I should like to have a conversation with you about the first hour. And I should like to say that I grew up in a house like the one you had to renovate in Florida. And I can still smell my old man's Lark cigarette filters. And it makes my stomach curdle and my head hurt just as much as walking into a local Kinko's.
Yeah, you're referring to the conversation we had about smokers' houses.
Smoke.
Yeah.
And I want to have a conversation about that with you,
sure.
Minister.
Here we are. Go ahead.
I guess your Pope with an Invisible Hand Job Church, thanks a lot, is out. I want to talk to him about 9/11 one of these days. Once he throws a sack and stops playing with his balls and his hands.
All right, we're not going to talk about things like that here. It's a radio show.
You can talk about jerking off, but I can't make fun of him for it.
Well, okay. we can't get graphic on the radio, and if you're going to do it, I'm going to have to dump the call. So if you want to go on and talk about smoking and cigarettes, that's fine. Go ahead.
Speak to him in such a manner.
He wasn't graphic. You just were.
He said J-O. He actually.
That's not being graphic.
Full.
That's a okay. Euphemism.
I
go ahead.
The honesty of the audience.
Bye. I gave him a chance. I really did. I tried to give him a chance. He said he wanted to talk about cigarettes, and then he just went off on you the whole time.
And nobody's back. Yeah. I didn't hear a word of that.
Yep. So
I'm not the least bit disappointed.
We go on to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, got a case of a cop stealing some drugs. It's kind of funny, but first of all, I think I might be able to answer your question from earlier. You were wondering about whether additional suits that Boy Scouts steal, I believe you're talking about, can come after the bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I think that's determined at the time the court establishes the bankruptcy, whether they're going to allow claims after the bankruptcy, set aside funds for future claims, or if they're going to ace them out of it. And they use the example I heard on whatever radio I was listening to, they use the example of the Catholic Archdiocese in Milwaukee, maybe it was, where they actually kind of they probably did this strategically to screw people, no play on words intended, but they filed the bankruptcy to, in their words, smoke out of the hills all the little boys that are now men that have been abused over the years. For those that were abused, I'm sure there were ones that were not technically abused, but they smoked them out of the hills by saying, by writing the bankruptcy such that you got to get in now or you can never file. And then when they got them all to come in, then they used that to cut off future claims. And it was kind of even, there was another sneaky element to it. It's worth reading about if somebody wants to search those terms and read about it. It was kind of sneaky the way they did it. They ended up shafting some people, screwing some people. But the bottom line is, I think that that's determined when they go into court for the bankruptcy, whether they're going to allow claims after the bankruptcy and what they're going to set aside or, you know, how they're going to do it. I think all those terms are hammered out when they file for the bankruptcy. But anyhow,
okay, good to know. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
There's another fun one in New Mexico True. That's the tourism hashtag New Mexico True. Everybody come here and spend your money. Please don't. Another example of how they'll do you in New Mexico. And this is not a comment on whether drugs should be legal or not, but they happen to be not lawful. And so there, in the news in New Mexico, there was a cop here that just got sentenced to 7 years in prison. And I know you don't agree with somebody going to prison for dealing in drugs, but you might agree with the other side of it, because this was a law enforcement dude. And what he did is he pulled some people over and he stole their drug money. He took $8,000. Yeah,
that's not cool. Stealing, not
yeah,
good. If all the cop were doing were selling his own drugs, I would say, you know, he should be left alone. But if he's stealing money or stealing drugs from other people, then that's not
I wouldn't
cool.
be crying over it if the cop was arrested and thrown in jail for selling drugs, because he's the one who's in the business of doing that. He's arresting and throwing other people in jail.
Right.
Well, generally, so that's true, but we don't know. I mean, he might have been somebody who was letting people go.
That's true.
You don't know.
This guy, this guy was I don't think he was letting people go. I don't know, but his last name is Sandoval. If anybody wants to search it, and it was in a northern county in on the Colorado border, Colfax County might have been the one. The funny part of it was he stole this drug money from these drug dealers but he got busted because the drug dealers turned out to be other cops that were undercover. Busted him. And another thing that this Sandoval dude had done in New Mexico, this is how they're going to do you in New Mexico, is he had took $10,000. Obviously they entrapped him in this, but the same undercover cops that were posing as drug dealers got this cop to take $10,000 for agreeing to safely escort them through Colfax County so they could get into the Colorado without getting busted by the cops. And so anyway, That's welcome to New Mexico.
Well, that kind of level of corruption exists everywhere. David, thanks for sharing the story tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So let's talk about secession, because it's back in the news again. Looks like the folks in Eastern Oregon are ready to go.
Let's do it.
The story here from USA Today. Frustrated by liberal policies, some Oregon residents have petitioned to leave the state by moving the border with Idaho westward. The movement secured initial approval from two counties and aims to get enough signatures to put the proposal on ballots in November, according to the group called Greater Idaho. Their website, greateridaho.org. If the group succeeds, voters in Southeast Oregon may see a question on whether their county should become part of Idaho by redrawing the border. Quote, rural counties have become increasingly outraged by laws coming out of the Oregon legislature that threaten our livelihoods, industries, wallets, gun rights, and our values, said Mike McCarter, one of the chief petitioners, in a news release. He said further, quote, we tried voting those legislators out, but rural Oregon is outnumbered and our voices are now ignored. This is our last resort, he says. Now, earlier, and there's more of the story, but when I mentioned this earlier, Chris, you had criticized that this isn't really secession because they're just joining another state.
Yeah.
And it is still secession from Oregon, so that is still secession from that perspective.
Yeah.
But also, the thing is, and I don't know if it's different when you want to redraw state lines, with secession, you usually have to get permission from the feds. So if you wanted to secede into a 51st state or secede into your own nation, you're going to cause conflict with the feds. Does the federal government have to approve on the redrawing of state lines? If you can, yes, this is another question that I want to have answered.
I think they do.
Well, we'll find out. We'll learn more about this. Of course, you can weigh in as well. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Even in these remaining moments, we've got enough time. If you want to jump on with us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
You can check out more of Chris on his show, Freedom Decrypted, which airs Saturdays starting at 5-ish.
Yep.
Unless you're running late from a social meeting that we have on occasion. But you're pretty punctual with the show.
I try to be. Yeah. You know, sometimes it starts at, you know, 5, 10, 30 minutes occasionally.
So head over to Freedom Decrypted. It's a freedom-oriented tech show, and you can get more back episodes, video downloads, podcasts as well, all there. And Nobody, you have a website as well. What is it?
I do. SelectNobody.com.
ElectNobody.com, because you're running for governor.
That's right. And that's right, because nobody knows how to live your life better than you do, and nobody deserves that kind of power.
and that campaign will be kicking up into a greater gear, I imagine, as the months move on, now that the pesky primary presidential primary is out of the way. So that's done here in New Hampshire, so now we can get into more of the local stuff. So that's going to happen. And you can follow him there, and we can, of course, take your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about Oregonians who are fed up with what's been happening in Portland. They want to get out and join Idaho in a project that is called Greater Idaho. Their website, greateridaho.org. They've already...
Make Idaho greater again.
Yeah, they've all... And it physically will be larger if this becomes successful. But already they've received initial approval from two counties. And now they're getting a proposal put on ballots in November where they will vote on moving the Idaho border westward and taking over, looks like most of Oregon. And when you look at the proposed map of Greater Idaho, if they get their way, it will be a massive state. Now, one of my questions about this...
And their population will increase by, like, 78.
yeah, true.
One of the my questions about this is actually answered a little bit later in the USA Today story, and so apparently it will still have to go to the federal government. So why would you want to join Idaho? Why would you want to join another state when if you've just got to get federal approval? I mean, is it any more difficult to just become a 51st state? You know, to
well, it may well be you're more likely to get federal approval if. To join another state than to add a 51st state or to have a territory in the middle of the continental United States. The federal government might be very, very hesitant to do this. I think they'll be very hesitant to do this as well.
You know, yeah. It seems like the best approach to this problem of needing to get a federal approval, because the federal government, we already know, is not taking up the interests of individuals and states who want to change the boundaries, is to simply get your state, which, you know, to basically say that we don't recognize you for within the state as being part of our state, and your laws are effectively the laws of some other state.
I say that again. Sorry.
So you can draw a line. In fact, New Hampshire already does this. Okay, there's certain laws in New Hampshire that don't apply in the southern part of the state, but they do apply in the northern part of the state.
Really?
So yeah. So effectively, the states have the power within themselves.
But they can't do anything. That's the problem here. They don't have any influence in the legislature. In Oregon, that's their
right.
Complaint.
You'd have to get the state to go along with it.
That's obviously. Their complaint.
Yeah, and the problem is that these and the same thing happens in New York and a lot of other states that have metropolises in them is. The rural people become the slaves of the metropolis.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so, you know, New York builds its wall and it makes Utica pay for it. And by the same token. So, you know, these people, now that they have domination and control over people, I mean, these are Democrats. They're not going to let go of domination and control
over
somebody.
Well, and that's also part of the problem is if they have to get approval from the Oregon State Legislature, how can they do that? If the Oregon State Legislature is the problem,
yeah.
But then they have to go back to the very organization that they have the problem with and beg them for permission to leave, it seems like a non-starter.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why we have AR-15.
It feels like this maybe would work in a libertarian state.
Which we don't have.
Which we don't have, right. But if we had a libertarian state, it seems like a state that was more libertarian,
then the legislature would say, go ahead, see you later.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's partially, and I don't know how many laws we have in New Hampshire like that, but I do know that there are some laws like that. So it seems like it would be.
I'm not sure what you're even referring to when you talk about laws that are different in New Hampshire.
I just know that there's certain.
Because in New Hampshire, what there are there's no home rule. So what happens in New Hampshire is the state can pass a law that allows towns and cities to make a law, but it's individual towns and cities that decide that. I don't think it has to do with geography.
Right. So basically, the state legislature passes the law. And then the city council or whatever can opt into it or opt out of it.
So that's
but they can't rewrite it.
That's correct. One way to do it. But there's I don't recall exactly what the laws, which laws there are, but there's like some laws in the North Country where the rules are different, like regarding roads and things, than there are in the southern part of the state.
You're going to have to give me an example to be more specific. I've not heard of this.
I can't recall. I just remember it being something with roads and maybe stopping or something.
Yeah, you're going to have to give me an example. So,
I don't know.
Another time. So, Democrats, according to the story at USA Today, control the governor's office and state legislature. Last year, Senate Republicans left the Capitol to protest a bill on greenhouse gas emissions. Valerie Gottschalk, chief petitioner, says she hopes the proposal will gain traction, like the petition to recall the governor last summer, though proponents did not collect the 280,000 signatures needed for a recall election. Greater Idaho says it needs to collect around 2,400 signatures from Josephine County and about 3,000 from Douglas County to appear on the ballot. And that sounds doable. And that's not a big burden, although I don't know what the populations of these counties are. People here, she says, would prefer Idaho's conservative governance to the progressive liberal current Oregon governance, she said in a news release. She said further, quote, every time I look at the Facebook group Greater Idaho, the group has gotten bigger. Of Oregon's 36 counties, only 14 in the Willamette Valley area would remain if the group had its way. Moving the border would also require approval from U.S. Congress, as well as the Idaho and Oregon legislators. So they've got their work cut out for them. There's no doubt about that. But I wish them the best. I love hearing stories about secession.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to have a better place in Idaho, but it sounds like they would like it better because it's more right-leaning and they're flummoxed by the big city's influence over the government. In order.
It sounds like
well,
there's zero
I would
chance.
Say if at first you don't secede, try again.
They need state and federal.
Yeah.
So it's like
it's
a
long road.
The federal's not going to cooperate, and the state, I'm doubtful the state will either.
Josephine County has a population of 82,713, and they need 2,400 signatures from the 82,000. I mean, that sounds doable. That sounds possible.
But that's just to get it on the ballot. That doesn't mean the people are going to go along with it.
I think they would. I mean,
you think?
The people are frustrated.
I would not be surprised. The hatred between the liberals and conservatives.
It's a real divide.
But, it's more than I've seen at any time in my life.
Not just liberals and conservatives, but city people and rural people.
Right. I agree
with you. But you repeat yourself because that's a lot of that divide.
The problem is both sides want to control the other.
They may want to control them, but they know they can't, so they'd rather leave.
But you're talking about the minority side that wants.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Well,
so
the side that's leaving.
You're not going to get out because it's, you know.
Right. That's the question. How can they persuade the liberal majority in the state legislature to let them go? Presuming they could get, let's say the Republicans in D.C. might actually approve this, right? Like, the Republicans are in charge in D.C., and they're not, right, because the Democrats are. But let's say that they were. Mm-hmm. They have D.C.'s support. How do they persuade the other side to let them go without using violence?
Yeah. Well, just drive their tractors into the middle of Portland and park right in the middle of the street. Clog the whole city.
Let us go.
It is actually an interesting strategy. So effectively what you would have to do is you'd have to disrupt the economy enough to make it give them an incentive to just let it go.
Well, that's what these people really need to do is stop begging. And I don't agree with violence, nobody, but I understand why people would want to go that direction. Just stop paying. Stop sending your tax money to Portland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and stop letting them enforce their laws. If there are laws that you don't want enforced in your area, maybe the liberals have some gun laws,
right,
and you think those are wrong.
Sanctuaries.
Get your local sheriff and your local governments organize the militia and say we're not going
to
let you enforce these laws here, and we're not going
to
enforce them for you.
You're going to need to do more than one thing. You're going to need to both stop paying and go to these cities and protest and disrupt their economics.
Yes. That all sounds
good
to me.
The only way you're going to
work. Absolutely, they've got to go further than just voting. Now the vote's a good idea because it's symbolism. If they can win this vote, they can start with that, but they need to continue by not paying the people they disagree with, and that will help. We will see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.